When considering finding the appropriate professional development for the staff, we go back to the data and the needs that are specifically for the school. The first thing you have to consider when selecting PD for a group of educators is what professional development will be the most beneficial for that group of teachers. So that's what we do periodically, not just once a year. We have a professional development plan, but it's a living document, much like the school improvement plan, where as we see needs evolve, we also include those needs for PD in there. You have to be open to make changes as you go with professional development, because what you need at the beginning of the year, you might find is not necessarily what you need. So it has to be an evolving process, and you have to make sure that there are relevant topics included in that professional development for that time period in your school. There's some things that will stay the same, but for the most part, it's an evolutionary process where you plan for that PD according to what the needs are. Now, as far as evaluation of PD, at the end, we do a needs assessment for the teachers to figure out, was it useful PD, how will you use it, and then also offer them opportunities in team leader meetings and faculty meetings to kind of present some of those high points or lessons learned from the PD in the form of a lesson, a presentation, or just a quick blurb of what they got out of the PD and what they were able to translate back into their classroom. It's always good to talk to your teachers to find out exactly what they need.